Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show of the science of your health and you. We want to welcome our Blog Talk Radio listening audience to, once again, the opportunity to learn more about optimal health, an opportunity to learn more about who you are and the science of who you are, but more importantly, the science of health and the needs that we have to have optimal health in our lives, and also consider sharing this information with others and our families and so forth and so on. This has been an exciting time for us, and unfortunately, we won't have an opportunity to do 2 hours today, but we do have an opportunity to provide you with our instruction from our instructor, Imam Abdul Shaheed from Atlanta, Georgia, and we're looking forward to hearing the show tonight. It's just going to be phenomenal as usual, as always. We just want to take the time out to give a few little staples about tonight's show. If you have any questions that you may want to address, we ask that you press 1 on your phone. If you have any type of comments that you want to make, and make it very succinctly tonight because we don't have much time. So we want to make sure we're able to hear and get the best information we possibly can, and also get your questions answered as well. Tonight's show is, I have my class back on again from the workforce development program. It's about 12 or 13 of those guys who's going to be on, and they're really interested in hearing a little bit about themselves, a little bit more about themselves, as I address some of the issues with them on the importance of thinking and how thinking affects their personalities and how eating affects their thinking process and so forth and so on. So we had a really great class today, and they're on the line tonight. Looking forward to hearing more about this. I say I got to give you the professional. I'm just a guy who can lead you to the water. I can't make you drink. So our instructor tonight will provide you with that particular for you to drink whatever you need to drink and think in terms of how you want to think. This program is one of that I am – thought about for years on how can I help people, how can I help the thinking process of individuals and individuals who have issues in their family, issues in the community. It's playing issues on learning and so forth and so on. And we're on the brain and the nervous system, and we're going to take it a little bit different direction today. We're probably going to be on the brain and the nervous system probably for the next 30 days. It's just one of those types of things, or I'll say the next month, shall I say, that is so important for us to get. It's so important to us to understand the in-depthness of what our brain is, how it functions, and all those nervous systems and the 11 systems, in fact, that we're in a process of discussing with you currently. So we ask that you sit back and relax a little bit. Pick up the telephone and call a neighbor. Do a three-way. Get ready for an experience of a lifetime. But the most important thing is get ready for the experience that helps you be a better person, come into a better understanding of who you are, a better understanding of how to provide longevity in your life, an opportunity to feel better. What is quality of life? We have to ask ourselves those questions. What is quality of life? Just coming home, sitting back and kicking back and eating food, something that tastes good, and wait on the next day to start without having any desire or will to participate in what's going on around you on an everyday basis. So, I'm not going to prolong the show. I was just giving people an opportunity to get online. And we're going to have our instructor come on, and we're going to take the first 20, 25 minutes and do a little, I'm going to say do the overview. It won't take us long to do the overview, but we're going to take the first 25 minutes to kind of bring you up to date on where we are and what we're doing, and set up what's going to take place over the next 30 minutes of the show. Give him an opportunity to kind of get in the swing of things and take his time and deliver this message that's imperative that we get, and we get it correctly. You know, we're not trying to talk about anybody, make anybody feel bad, but it's a shame that we can't admit to our own selves that we don't know we don't know. And that's an important thing. We'll never make any changes in our life until we figure out that we really don't know some things about ourselves. We walk around every day of the week, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and can't tell you what 11 systems of our body are. They can't express, you know, how our body works and how our brain and our mind thinks. And, you know, this is a shameful situation. And we just want to just let you know that now you have an opportunity through symptometry the study of the human cells to get a better understanding, a better idea, better functionality on who and what and how this thing worked that is so important for us for longevity's sake, and also to make sure that we preserve our legacy. And our legacy is our children. So if you don't know how to teach your children something, then you can't expect your children to be able to do something. They can't be what they don't see, and they don't do what you say. They do what they see. So that's what we want to get to today. So at this point, I'm going to bring on instructor Abdul Shahid out of Atlanta, Georgia, professor of the School of Cytometry, and the floor is yours. I'm dropping the mic, my good brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, Assalam, Ramadan Mubarak, brother Rashid. How's it going? How are you feeling today?
I'm absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely.
This is the 10th day of the fast, I think, as far as my calculation is concerned. The 10th day, and we're leading into the 11th night.
Okay.
Absolutely amazing. Night comes first before day.
Yes, sir.
And that's there's a whole lot of meaning into that. It's
okay.
Just like ignorance comes before enlightenment.
Come on.
Isn't that amazing?
That's why.
And we're
that
all
is
ignorant.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yes,
light come after darkness, and enlightenment come after ignorance.
Okay.
That's a pattern of creation. That's a pattern of creation.
Yes, sir.
Don't listen
all
to
right.
the thing. We're going to start off with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. We'd like to give all the praise and thanks to the Almighty, Source Creator, that created everything. And he's separate and independent of the creation. And he gave us everything, Brother Rashid, that we need to solve all our problems and to create opportunity for ourselves, our family, our community, and the world. Absolutely incredible. Since being a student of cytometry, the most scientific and natural means to address the needs of human cells. The Almighty created the cells to take care of our health. Our health is a reward that comes from the cells. It will take care of them, they will take care of us. It will protect them, they'll protect us. We are the product of atomic collision. It is the atom that created the human being as well as everything else in the creation. So we are under the physical laws, the laws of physics. We're under those laws. There are universal laws, six of them. They also govern our anatomy and physiology. And whenever we veer off the paradigm of normalcy, our body will give us a sign or a symptom. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
To warn us that we're veering off the paradigm of normalcy and for us to do what we're supposed to do to get back into normalcy. But nobody has taught us these things. So we keep making mistakes, Brother Rashid. We keep making mistakes.
Yes, sir.
Now, what is the purpose of life? What is life? These questions we have to have answers to. In order to cure our disease, we must understand who we are and where we are. These are questions that sometimes have allowed us to answer, have helped us to answer. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
As the world unfolds right before our eyes, all the answer to our problems, everything is already inside of us.
Mm.
And Dr. Norty says, who's the founder of American School of Cytometry and the Science of Cytometry, he's the founder. He said, mankind been looking for the answers in the wrong places. That's why we can't find the answer to our problem. We're looking for them in the wrong places. We look for them outside of our body when everything is inside of us.
Mm.
And we believe these people with all these letters behind their name, that they're giving us knowledge and truth. So we have to question those things. So we've been talking about the 11th system of the human body. The human being consists of 75 to 100 trillion cells. And these cells sits on 11th system. Each cell has 70,000 genes perched on it, Brother Rashid.
Say it one more time.
That number, the human body consists of 75 to 100 trillion cells. You cannot see them. They measure about 32 picons. micron, 32 microns. You take an electron microscope to see them. And within the cell, each one of them is 70,000 genes. Take that number. What is that number? 75 to 100 trillion times 70,000 genes. Within our body are the number of genes that's sand that's gathered on the beach. Can you count the sand that's gathered on the beach? No, you can't. They're uncountable. That's how many genes our body composes of. Brother Rashid, the genes are indestructible. They're disease resistant. They're heat resistant. They're radiation resistant. Poison cannot destroy them. Our DNA can be affected. The DNA can be affected. But the genes are indestructible, just like the atoms. Just like the atom. The atom is the model of perfection that the Almighty created. And the genes are constructed on that same model. So we're going to be talking about the six system, which is the brain and the three nervous system. But over the past few weeks, we've been talking about the 11th system. We started with the blood and the cardiovascular system. It is the blood that carries the resources to all of the cells. If the cells do not have resources and water and oxygen and different energy, they cannot do their job to keep us healthy. The blood carries the resources, but if we do not have normal blood pressure, it will be many cells that will not receive nutrients. So if the person have high blood pressure, low blood pressure, they must cure that situation because their very nourishment of the cell depends on it. So right away, if the person have high or low blood pressure, they eventually will have a weak heart. If they don't do anything about it, they'll eventually have congestive heart failure. So right away, in order for the genes to release the blueprint to the DNA must be perfect, in perfect condition. It cannot be fragmented. But if the cells are not being nourished and there's blockage and concretion there, because here's what happened, Brother Rashid. If the cells do not get what they need, they can produce the brain, body, etc., which means there won't be water in the cell, there won't be nutrient in the cell, there won't be oxygen in the cell, and since there would be none of these nutrients and things in the cell, there must be something created to take the place of those things. Because we are under the physical law. There's a law of physics, quantum physics, that states there can be no emptiness. So if water, oxygen, and nutrient are not in the cell because the person have high or low blood pressure and blood is not circulating with speed, he in violation, so our own cell will create concretion and fibrillary plaque, especially in the brain, to take the place of the nutrients, take the place of the resources that should be there. Case, the gene will not release the blueprint to the DNA. And since that will happen, a disease will occur. Will. No ifs and ands and buts. A disease will occur. So why does a disease occur? That's an excellent question, isn't it? The disease occur because the cells have been neglected and we're not taking care of them. That's why a disease occur. There's no mystery about it. So the next system we addressed was the reproductive system, male and female. In order for us to procreate, increase the number, now we have almost 8 billion, some call it 8 billion, people on the planet. And when did longevity take off on planet Earth? There were about 4 or 5 million people for a long time on planet Earth. Then longevity just speeded up where more and more people were surviving, more and more people began to live longer. What happened in the history of man that started longevity to take over, to speed up, or for people to live longer? You have any idea, Brother Rashid, what happened?
No, I don't. I'm going to leave that one up to you.
Why did people start living longer on this planet, and now we have over 8 billion people? When for a long time, it wasn't that many people on the planet. Here's what happened, Brother Rashid, and we're going to relate it back to centometry.
Okay.
Health. When man discovered fire, longevity took off on planet Earth. People started living longer. Why? Here's the reason. It sounds so fundamental. When man discovered fire, he didn't invent it. He discovered it. He began to cook his food.
Mm.
He stopped eating food raw. Before fire, man was eating food raw. He didn't live long. His life expectancy was very short. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
How one simple act add years to man's longevity on planet Earth. Now we have over 8 billion people on the planet. For that same reason, people start living longer because they started cooking their food after fire was discovered. Now people want to go back to eating what? Raw food.
Mm-hmm.
And they wonder why they have a short life expectancy. That is why. Food has to be cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Why? In order to get the nutrient that's in the food to release to the cell, you have to cook it. Because all food has bonds that holds those things together. Because it's a molecule, complex molecule. It must be broken down. If you eat the food raw, many of us do not have enzymes to digest the food if it's raw. You can't digest raw protein. You can't digest starch made out of cellulose. We don't have the enzyme of a cow or goat. So we have to cook our food. And that's what man began to do when he discovered fire. So that's reproduction. You keep the species alive and growing and thriving. And there's so much to that, reproduction, so much to it, to produce a healthy child with intelligence. Then we have the endocrine system, our glands, to produce the hormones in order to keep us healthy. We are under control our behaviors are under control or controlled by hormones. Enzyme, neurotransmitter, neurochemical, these things control human behavior. It is not just a person walking on two legs and being upright that make us human. It's all these chemicals, biochemistry that take place in the human body, whether we can produce them or not produce them, will affect the human behavior. Then we address the lymphatic system and our immunity. We have an immune system for a reason. We have a lymphatic system for a reason. That is the garbage disposal, because our body produces garbage that has to be removed. Our cell cannot remove all of the garbage. Our cells are like mini factory. We got 75 trillion cells, and all of them produce something. They're like mini factory at work inside of us. So when you have a factory, you have all kind of debris, all kind of garbage and raw materials and byproducts being left behind after the finished product is produced. What is the finished product, Brother Rashid, that our cell produce? Those are the brain essentials. Those are the body essentials. Those are the cell essentials, the enzyme, the neuropeptide, dipeptide, protein broken down to produce certain essentials. Neurotransmitter, more essential. All these things are coming from the food that we eat. We give ourselves the raw material, and they will make the finished product. They're like factories, many factories inside of us. So that's dealing with the lymphatic system. And we've already created to be here on planet Earth, which means all of the microbes that's on planet Earth, we have already inside of us to deal with them. So if we eat chaotically, we will produce growth factor of food for these microbes. And we have to know what food to eat and what food to avoid so we don't have microbes feeding on us because we have their food called growth factors. If a person have an infection, if it is an infection, you can't blame the virus. You can't blame the bacteria. You blame the person that made the mistakes because they now have growth factor and the microbes are coming to feed on it. That's why the person having an infection. So you eliminate the growth factor and the infection will go away. Doesn't that make sense?
Yes, sir. It surely does.
You don't have to give the person an antibiotic to kill the microbes. You remove the growth factor and you educate the person. Tell them don't eat this, don't eat that. Change your lifestyle. Then the cell will not produce growth factor. And the virus, you won't have to worry about him. Because if you don't have the free food to pass out to it, it will not bother you. Our immune system. We gave some information about how it works and what we can do to support it. And you'll never have to worry about a virus attacking you. Naturally. Now we have the brain and the three nervous systems, which are the central nervous system, the autonomic nervous system, the peripheral nervous system. And that's what we were addressing last week, I think the week before as well. And I guess we'll be talking about this for quite some time. Just give us an overview right quick. The human brain is an amazing 3-pound organ that controls all function of our body, interpret information from the outside world. It embodies the essence of our mind and our soul. Brother Rashid, the human being consists of two components. The one you can see, the visible, and the one you cannot see, the invisible. Our brain is the command center of our body. But we also have a soul and a mind. A human being is not a stone. We have a soul. We have a mind. And that mind is unseen. Can't see it. It could be anywhere. It can be put under control without your knowledge. But the mind works with the brain. The brain is the concrete. The mind is the abstract. They work together. Or they can work. They don't have to work together. If they work together, there will be harmony in the person. If they have disagreement, then there'll be friction, inertia, negative energy, resistance, stress, strain. All those negative energy terms. All those terms in physics that expresses negative energy. And this will make the person sick. So the mind and the brain must what? Work together if the person is going to achieve optimal health, if the person is going to cure their disease. Why is the mind must agree with what the cells need, agree with the brain? Why? Here's the reason. If the mind does not agree with the brain and what the cells need, the cells are going to activate a disease. This is how we get diseases.
Back to quantum physics.
The mind did not make the decision that was in the best interest of the body, the cells. The mind is the decision makers. It makes all our decisions. And it doesn't have to make decision that's in the best interest of the person. This is how the human being go wrong. If the person is not in control of their mind, they will not make the decision that is in the best interest of their own body. This is what happens. If our body needs to produce enzymes, in order for those enzymes to work inside of us, they must not be denatured. But if the mind decides to drink alcohol, it will denature the enzyme that they produce. And they will become worthless. Enzymes that have to be produced to digest our food. It is enzyme that has to be produced to speed up the chemical. Like neurotransmitter, neurochemical, neurons. Nothing happened in the human body without an enzyme speeding up the process or facilitating the action. Nothing happened without an enzyme in the human body. So if you denature them after producing them, they'll become worthless. And the body will come to a grinding halt. And the person will be filled with many diseases because they cannot produce enzymes. There are two types of enzymes. Enzymes to digest our food, to take the food, the raw material, to produce brain, body, and cell essentials that the cell must produce. We need enzymes for repair of our body, for maintaining the body. Produce these enzymes, the body will fall apart. It will become decrepit. You will not be able to produce new cells to replace old cells. You'll be veering off the paradigm of normalcy. There are two enzymes that our cell must produce in order to divide themselves. Kinase and cyclin are those two enzymes. If the person cannot produce them, none of his cell will be able to divide. You have old cells trying to take the place of new cells. The cells that's operating in our brain are called neurons. Neurons. The neurons operate the brain and the body. Without them, the person would not be a human being.
Okay. You need to stop right there just for a minute. Now, here's where the problem lies. Let's hold that thought.
Yes.
Make that statement one more time. Operate at the paradigm of a human being. So this human being concept, I think sometimes we get misconstrued.
Take it for granted.
What a human being is, and we don't really get it. And here we're functional now. We have the form, but you don't have the functionality. And what you just said made me realize that I'm walking around looking good, my six-pack, and I got my head all right, and I have no functionality simply because I don't even know what I'm all about. So I'm I want you to answer that question. Then I got two hands that's been raised, and we're going to make sure that we get these questions answered. But that right there was enough for me to stop the program and go somewhere and study. So if you could just help me with that.
Neurons, right?
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to tell you, brother. I mean, you're telling me that I'm not human. You know, I'm feeling like, wait a minute, what do you mean I'm not human? You know, and because I don't know. So if you could just share with the audience a little bit about that, and I really would appreciate it.
Yes. Most of the cells in our brain are neurons. You have neurons and you have glial cells. Those are the two cells in the brain. And our neurons, they do not divide like our regular cells. Our cells divide, right? But neuron has to be produced.
Okay.
We have to produce them. That's a huge difference. How do you produce neurons?
Mm-hmm.
What food that you have to eat? What nutrient you have to consume? And if you eat the wrong food or cook with the wrong oil, the few neurons that you were born with will become calcified.
Meaning?
They'll be on shutdown. They won't be able to do anything. They will not transmit and receive signals. Signals. This is how the neurons work. They are filled in the spinal cord from the top of our spine all the way down to our coccyx bone. They circulate in the neural, in the cerebral spinal fluid. All of the nerves go through the cerebral spinal fluid in our spinal cord.
Wow.
That connects the human being with every part of the body. And this is how it works,
mm-hmm.
Brother Rashid.
I mean, I'm telling you, if our children only knew what you just said. Can you imagine if our children knew what you just said?
If they knew this information, they would be geniuses, all of them. But we're feeding them chaotically that shuts down their ability to produce fresh neurons every single day. Dr. Maxwell Norton says a human being must produce 10 to 15 billion neurons every day to be normal.
Mm.
10 to 15 billion. You know, that's a B. Billion with a B.
I mean, we're going
to
let that soak
in.
Just
to be normal.
We're going to let that soak in and take a couple phone calls, okay? Woo, just to be normal. I mean,
just
I want you to radio listen audience to understand. This is IWDM Radio. The name of the show today is Science of Health in You. And for those of you who have a question or have been inspired by some of the things that have been said, we ask that you dial 714-816-4673 if you're on the Internet. And those that are here, push 1 on your phone, and we'll open up your mic in the queue here. So we're going to take 636-383. And you have a question. You got a hand raised. State your name and please tell us where you're calling from.
Abdul Rahim from Wentzville, Missouri. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
My question is, what are concretions? You've used that several times.
Oh, yes, sir. That's an excellent question. That word concretion sounds like concrete, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
That's what brings to mind, concrete, something hard and crusty. Okay, when a human being eats food, all of the residue of the food is not digested. So there are little particles left behind. You understand particles?
Yeah.
Yeah, small little particles left behind. When you try to consume something, it could be a fruit, it could be some meat, it could be beverages, and our body has to digest it, right? Now, everything don't get digested. If something is left behind, that residue will be circulating in the person's blood. And over time, it will turn into concretion because it's going to collect with other particles, the particle waste, we call it. It's going to collect. They're going to come together at some point because our blood is under pressure, and it's going to be jamming the cell membrane. And then food has a lot of different things in it. Food is a large, complex molecule. Not only does it have sugar, starch, protein, fats, and oil, it also have chemicals, toxins, additives, preservatives, coal tar derivatives, chemicals, and all these different things. food dyes, coloring, all that's in the food too, right?
Yeah.
And then we have the poison that's coming from the food itself, like plant food. All plant produced poison. And then we don't cook it, we eat it raw, then we poison ourselves. All those things come together. And you have biochemistry reaction taking place, and there's salt in the person's blood, and the salt is a reactor. We mean it reacting with all of the things that's in the food. That causes the particle, the concretion. And over time, those things come together, and they produce something like sand, gravel, stone, and all these things could be in your kidney, blocking things. If these things are floating in the blood, that means they are going everywhere. They go into the organs in the kidney. They go into the liver. They clogging things up. They go to the brain, clogging things up. So it is our, because we eat food, and our body go through a process of glycolysis to produce energy. These particles has to be removed, but no one have ever taught that we have to remove these things. So they get bigger, and they block things. We have concretion in the blood vessels, the veins and capillaries, causing blockages, slowing things down, slowing down circulation. When a person cannot feel their toes because blood is not getting there, resources are not getting there, then pretty soon the doctor will have to take off their toes. That's what concretion would do. And if we cannot nourish our eyes with the capillary, those little small hair-like structures that nourish our eyes, if there are blockages there, concretion inside of those things, then the blood won't get there. That means nutrient would not be there to nourish the cell of the eye. And we begin to have eye problems, glaucoma, the pressure goes up. And we will have cataracts because the eyes are not being nourished. If the eyes are not being nourished, how can they be healthy? How can the eye cell produce what they need to produce to restore and keep the eye maintained to be healthy? Here's another thing that will cause also concretion. Since salt is in our blood, it is reacting with the nutrient to produce concretion. And if we don't remove it, it produces inflammation. If we don't remove the inflammation, then it's going to cause pain, and you're going to activate a disease. Also, as the cell divide, an old cell break down, every part of the cell will break down and form its own concretion. For example, the nucleus of the cell will break down and turn into gout, gouter deposit. A cell membrane will break down and turn into sand. Isn't that amazing? This is where the concretion comes from to answer your question. Thank you.
Okay, so another question, how do you remove, what do you do to remove the concretions?
There's three processes we can remove the concretion. Called oxidation, ionization, and hydrolation. Three processes. And you use what's called particulates, subatomic particle. Food won't remove concretion. Herbs won't remove concretion. Drugs won't remove concretion. So you have to use what the human being is made from. And I said earlier that the human being is a result of atomic collision, atoms colliding. So we use atoms, the subatomic particles, to remove concretion. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
And here's the reason why. Because it creates the thermal energy and the electrical energy to dissolve the concretion, to liquefy them. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then
yes,
circulation
yes.
will be restored. The cell will receive the resources that they need, and they won't have a reason to activate a disease. But if we don't do something to do that, and we have not been taught to do that, then we will have disease because the cell will not receive nutrients from that's in the blood. The resources will not be getting there. Oxygen won't be getting there.
Okay. That was an excellent question. I appreciate you, brother. So you have another question before we go? All right.
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling in, because you probably answered the question for a lot of people.
Yeah, so it's very important for us to remove the concretion from our body periodically, because every time we eat food, there's concretion left behind. Every time we produce energy, there's concretion left behind. And some food produce more concretion than others. That's why we have to use science to select our food. So we eat food that has the most nutrients. We eat food that takes the least amount of enzyme to digest. And we eat food that leaves behind the least amount of concretion. Doesn't that make sense?
Makes it perfect sense. Surely makes perfect sense. We have another hand raised. Zabir, if you could just push one on your phone so you kick your hand. If you have another question, please push one again so we can keep the queue clean. We have on the line right now 314-276. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Khadija Mahdi. How you
Khadija.
Doing? How you doing, Instructor Shahid? How are you?
Excellent. Ramadan Mubarak.
Yes. Ramadan Kareem. Oh, wow. I don't know if Kareem is yet. Tomorrow, inshallah. Yeah, I missed y'all last week because it was like I got the notification kind of late, even though y'all talked about it before that the time would change.
Yes.
Okay, I have two questions. You mentioned those two enzymes, Instructor Shahid, I couldn't write them down, so because I want to do a little research with those, the two enzymes that we need.
Two enzymes that divide the cell?
Can you spell them? Yes.
Oh, they're called cyclin and kinase. C-Y-C-L-I-N.
C-Y, say it again.
C-Y-C-L-I-N. Mm-hmm. I-N.
Okay.
And the next is kinase. K-I-N-A-S-E.
Okay. And I would like to say
that help the cell to divide.
Okay. I'm taking a billing and coding class, and that's why, but anyway, I digress. The other part of what I want to say. And it's been going on for a while, but I would like to say that we have never been taught like this, and it's real important because taking that class, the billing and coding, they, in order to make repairs, you know, for if someone lets their body go out of hand in terms of the not eating right and drinking alcohol and, you know, whatever we do in our life, that they make incisions. And it's I don't have the words for right now because I had to take a nap today. So they make incisions and they're going to cut you and they're going to take it out. So what you're saying is absolutely right. We just have to stop after we're learning. Okay, that's one thing to be surprised at first. What we shouldn't eat, what we should eat. But I'll wrap this up real quick. Is that we need to just focus on what we're going to do instead of acting as though it's like there's not that many foods out there. I was vegetarian. I started introducing a little bit, like you said, sardines in the morning and stuff like that.
Yes.
So we just have to make those turns. They don't have to be right away, but we have to make
those
changes.
It's a gradual process. It's a transition.
Yes.
I said it's a transition. You don't have to – it's nothing overnight.
Right. Right. So I'm enjoying you all. So that's what I wanted to say. It's because they either, once we have these problems, they're going to give us more drugs or they're going to cut us or they're going to take the organ out. And I'm telling you,
and
I'm seeing
all
the medical
do.
And build. Go ahead, brother.
No, I just wanted to say, you're absolutely correct. All of those things that they do is treated as symptoms. It's not going to the source of the problem.
Right, and
so
a lot of times it makes it worse.
You can take the drug, and you will still have the disease.
Yes, and they make it worse, really.
Yes.
So anyway, I'm very excited this Ramadan, and I'll be listening. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank
you.
Well, thank you so very much. That's what this Ramadan session and everything else is for. So we take the information that we learn during the month of Ramadan, far beyond Ramadan. And we want to share some time, at least 5 or 10 minutes, talking about knowledge and how we got it and where knowledge comes from, because we've been miseducated. We just have to face the fact. We've been mistaught. and the knowledge we have been given is distorted. Somebody got to just sound the horn. At some point, the knowledge is not useful. We're making too many mistakes. Okay, Ron, brother,
okay, I know, I understand. Believe me, I truly understand.
There's so
you know,
much
that's
that
why we
to
have
know.
This. That's why we have this show, to inform and to educate and provide information, because, as you said, you know, it's obvious that something's wrong. You know,
yes.
But I hate to say, as I tell people, something wrong with you. I don't say that. Something's wrong because something happened to us. And
something
that which happened
to us
is truly the root base of it all is education. The root base
yes.
concepts that you're talking about has to be revisited. And you have to really look at it from a grassroots level and begin to grow
yes.
yourself and develop yourself in ways that we have never thought about before. So I always stay excited when it comes to learning. But this year, St. Thomas, you just got to let people know something. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just let me say this. The medical profession has given us Frankensteinian information.
Yes.
They have given us misinformation about how we work and how our bodies function. For the sake of money, always follow the money trail. Medicine is about money. Everything they talk about is about money, but they never give us information on why my stomach hurt. Oh, you give me a pill, though. But you didn't tell
yeah.
me why my stomach was hurting.
Why?
You know, my knee is
yeah.
hurting. You give me a pill, tell me about, oh, you maybe you got ongoing arthritis. But that's not really the answer. So I want you just to take a few minutes and kind of share about knowledge and also share about the importance of understanding what we have been blessed to receive here. We have
Absolutely.
Been blessed to have
Absolutely.
Some knowledge and information. And so just the study of the human cell. Just take your time, brother. I know you may have a few minutes. I know you may have something else to do, but I think it's important that we realize why we should be on this phone every single Tuesday, why we should be particularly, maybe possibly getting in one of the classes on centometry. This is new
yes.
information that we can leave a legacy, a whole legacy for our future, for our children,
Absolutely.
For our community,
That's
our friends and family.
Here, brother,
All right, then. So I'm
going
to shut up. But I'm dropping the mic, brother. Go ahead. Do what you got to do.
Yes, sir. And you hit it right on the head. Life is the fullest expression of the genes through the DNA. It is genes that produce us, Brother Rashid.
Okay.
That came from our ancestors. When a male and a female, a mom and dad got together, our mother contribute 10% of those genes. Our father contribute his 10%. That's 20%. Where did the 80% of the genes come from to produce the person?
Talk to me, man.
It
Talk
came
to
from
it.
The gene pool. It came from our lineage. And that lineage goes back thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years. Some of those people were good people, Brother Rashid.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those people were bad people. That's the flip side to that, too. Some of those people were bad people. Some of those people were murderers, rapists, killers. So no one knows the combination of genes that came together to produce them. Isn't that amazing?
Truly.
That's the problem. We don't know. But centometry have discovered through following the knowledge, and we're going to mention where knowledge comes from. It doesn't come from a man. Centometry have discovered that we can shed all of our hereditary burden by producing three neurotransmitters.
Say it one more time, bro. One more time. Just one more time. That statement
there is
phenomenal.
This is absolutely mind-blowing. We have the ability to eliminate all of our hereditary burden. Imagine a hereditary burden from slavery, a hereditary burden from whatever in our past. where they are eliminated by producing three neurotransmitters.
Come on with the science. This is science.
It would position us to remove all of those burdens, and it would connect us to the information that's stored in our genes. We have the cells. We have the nucleus of the cell. And inside the nucleus, you'll find the chromosome. The chromosome contains the genes. Inside the gene will be the histone. All of your good deeds are written down there, recorded there. All of your bad deeds are also recorded there. All of your attitude, your mood, everything about the person during his lifetime is recorded on the histone of the genes. And after you leave here, all of the things that happen in your whole life and the people before you are recorded on the histone, the nuclear histone. I'm sorry, the nuclear histone. Those are the memory recorded there that goes back generation over 700,000 years. Who knows? Maybe a million years. Not only the gene released the blueprint to the cells, giving them instruction how to produce all our brain, body, and cell, et cetera, they're also recording devices, Brother Rashid. They are recording devices, and they have unlimited space to record information because every information is transferred to vibration. Vibration. They're transferred to vibration. And this is how they're stored on the histone and nuclear histone of our genes. And these same three neurotransmitters, if we could produce them, it would put us on the wavelength to receive the information that's stored in our histone and nuclear histone. You'd be on the same wavelength. So let us talk about knowledge. Where knowledge come from, Brother Rashid? Three sources. And I'm adding one more source because I'm a Muslim. So I'm adding one more source to the three sources I studied and learned in class. Number one, atomic collision. That's what we were produced by. Can you imagine the knowledge you receive from studying atomic collision? The atoms? All you can know about the atoms, how atoms produce human and everything else in the creation. The Almighty created the atom, and the atom created everything else we see, including stars, planets, solar system, and it's still doing it. And the universe is expanding, not shrinking. So it's still happening. New stars, new universes are being created every single day. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So the study of atomic collision has knowledge in it for us. What's another source of knowledge? The matrix that made us up, that put us together, the ground substance that make us up. The amino acid, the vitamins, the minerals, the neuropeptide, neurochemical, neurotransmitters. Elements, trace minerals, the gray matter in our brain, the white matter in our brain. Studying the matrix, what produced it, what replaces it, what regenerates it. So we got two right there, atomic collision. Mm-hmm. And the matrix, just studying that. You know how much knowledge the person will receive just learning this and connection they'll begin to make? The next source of knowledge, the creation itself. That's why we're here, to study. Learn the pattern in creation. The signs of creation. How the laws of physics govern the creation. How much knowledge will a person receive and learn from just these three sources? Atomic collision, the matrix, and the creation. And I'm adding the fourth one, which is revelation from the Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been gifted with the final revelation.
Yes, sir.
Whole new field of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
And no man has anything to do with either four of them. No man has the ability to corrupt any of them. That's what happened with knowledge. Knowledge become corrupt, distorted. That's what we're using today, distorted knowledge. What is knowledge, Brother Rashid? Scintometry has helped us to redefine knowledge. The definition that now being used today is not good enough for us. Check this out. Knowledge is defined as the unfiltered totality of the truth.
Unfiltered. You can say it twice. It sounds so nice you can say it twice.
As the unfiltered totality of the truth. People want the truth. They're tired of being lied to. That's why the world is upside down, Brother Rashid. They've been given truth. I mean, lies as truth. And they have nerve to tell you follow the science when they have lied. 80% of the scientific research today that exists are based on lies. And we're using them. That's why we can't make progress. The world is upside down for that reason. Knowledge is truth, unfiltered. And every person should have access to it. So it's the unfiltered truth that the histone and the nucleus histone beam to the person's memory. I'm saying to us all that the information we need to solve our problem, the solution we need to solve our problem, already inside of us. They're in the genes. We just fail to have the ability to access the information that's stored there, that's recorded there. Every generation has access to it. But I think this will be the first time we'll be able to access it, Brother Rashid.
Someone is definitely showing us the right knowledge. You know, let me say this. Welcome to IWDM Radio. For those who just came on the line, we have an instructor, Abdul Shaheed from the School of Scintometry, providing us with information pertaining to our systems, 11 systems of the human body. We're currently focused on the brain and the three systems of our nervous system. And
nervous system,
the nervous system. We're having some phenomenal information being shared tonight. So those of you who are on the line, pick up the phone and call somebody. We only have a few minutes left, so we want to make sure that you get the basis foundation down packed so when you come back next week, you can be prepared for what we need to discuss and the things that our brain and our body needs to be in optimal health. So we have a hand raised here. Let me get this hand, this question out. Were you good with that? Do you want to continue a little bit more on that statement you were making?
Yeah,
or can we take
that definition of knowledge. I have another statement I wanted to make about knowledge. Then I can.
Once you do that, then we'll ask the question. Or you'll take the question first.
Yeah, let me give the definition. Finish the definition, and we'll answer the question.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Go ahead.
So, the last thing I said was that knowledge is unfiltered totality of the truth that the histone and nuclear histone beam to the memory. In order to receive this information, this knowledge, the person must be on the same wavelength on their nuclear histone that's inside of them. The person must be on the same wavelength on their nuclear histone that's housed in the genes. How can a person get on the same wavelength, Brother Rashid? Those same three neurotransmitters that we talked about earlier, And we're going to talk about a little bit more before we leave today, inshallah. If a person has the ability to produce those neurotransmitters, those three, they will automatically be on the same wavelength of their nuclear histone that's housed in the gene, where information that goes back a million years is stored. For all the solution to our problem and questions already there.
You can solve some problems.
Waiting.
You can even solve some problems, that's for sure.
Don't look for the answer of the problem outside of ourselves. The Almighty has already gifted us with them. The answer and the solution come with the problem.
Mm.
It doesn't come after the problem. It comes with it.
Okay.
Just like
okay.
Ease comes with difficulty. It doesn't come after the difficulty. It comes with it. The answer to disease comes with the disease. The Almighty creates everything in pairs, and they're present at the same time when he created it. Isn't that amazing?
It truly is amazing.
This is information we already know. We've been told this, but it just I don't know what happened. Now we're making connection.
Yes, sir.
That's
yeah,
we can answer that question.
This is the science of health in you, and if you want to get some answers, it's already within you. He just made that very plain.
Yes.
So trying to get to that part of our lives is something we, I think the struggle is trying to develop ourselves and to carry out that particular mission. We have 219-484. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak. This is Dr. Jamal.
Dr. Jamal.
Yes, sir. A great deal of re-education, new education has been shared by both of you this evening. I just want to reiterate how the distorted information that may cause some people to question us.
Yes.
And that is, I mentioned the white man's ice is colder. That has nothing to do with water, physical water, and frozen water.
Nothing at all.
It has to do with credibility of who we have been trained, programmed to believe.
Absolutely.
And with that goes the so-called training of authoritarians whom we have been brainwashed.
That's the word.
From centuries to believe is authentic. And some of those titles is WASP, White Anglo-Saxon Protestant Older White Male.
Yes.
To all these academic titles that gets people lost in language, that this is doctor, just because Dr. So-and-so says it, it must be automatically true. That's catechism, where we have been trained the question and the answer. Also, so-called elite institutions, the Harvards, the Yales, the Stanfords, and et cetera. So, and also political office holders, presidents, senators, Congress, judges, judicial system. And as you mentioned, the dualities, they're good in these institutions, but there's also corruption and distortions. So when we can level the playing field to recognize the Wizard of Oz, so to speak, who has misled clergy, the Vatican, and the other meccas of the world, then you have to be, as many people have been shown tonight, analytical thinkers, where you can push away the brainwashing. And recently, a sister over chose more so one of those titles as authentic, but those aren't so-called authentic people that I just mentioned. They are literally insecure with the information, the academic, because education is more, it goes far beyond academics. So, you know, when we can understand the white man's eyes, what that philosophy really refers to, then we can become out, we can come as a newborn student and learn from the areas that you just shared with us this evening. So I just wanted to make that brief comment.
Excellent.
But hopefully you get very clear for those who still are mixed up in who to believe.
Right. We thank you for that, Dr. Jamal.
Appreciate
you,
that.
Fresh yes, one sir. On your way out.
Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
All right. That was an excellent statement and comment. Anybody else who have anything to say before we begin to wind down here? We passed our hour, and we just want to make sure that Instructor Shaheed says some of the things that he needs to say to continue this great educational workshop and workshop series that we have on tap here. So we ask that you raise your hand. And those who are on the Internet, I know some of you guys are probably chomping at the bits to want to ask a question. And unfortunately, because you're on the Internet, you can't get that question answered. You have to call into the studio. That number is 714-816-4673, The Science of Health in You. And those of you who are on the line currently, you have a question. I do have a question, but I'm going to keep this to myself and not prolong the lecture because we don't have as much time as we normally do. So, instructor, continue.
Yes, sir. So let's look at knowledge one more time. It is the unfiltered totality of the truth that we find in the histone and in the nucleus histone that beam to the memory. In order to receive it, the person must be on the same wavelength with their nuclear histone. In order to get on the same wavelength, the person has to optimize their health. You have to be the best. You have to be in the best of health in order to produce these neurotransmitters. You have to use the correct nutrients. Ferric iron. This is how we produce it. This is how we produce supernovas in the brain to produce billion and billion and billion of neurons. So the person can think. If your neurons are calcified and you're losing their number and you cannot produce them because of what you're eating, you won't be on the paradigm of a human being.
I like this statement.
So knowledge, Brother Rashid, is unchangeable. Now, let's just refer to the pandemic for a moment. First, they told us this is based in science. Then they told all we had to do is take one vaccine, and we'll be done, and the virus would not hurt us. We'll have the protection. Then, since that didn't work, they said we need to take another shot of the vaccine. And surely that would solve the problem. They found out that didn't work. Now we have to have a booster. First they said we just need one booster. Then they came back and later, oh, we need two boosters. Now we're up to four boosters that the person needs to have just to protect themselves. We already have an immune system, Brother Rashid. So this is knowledge that's been changing with the wind. Then they said wear a mask. Others say don't wear a mask. But we know we have to breathe oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide. A mask interferes with both processes. So knowledge never changes. And knowledge is ageless. What's true today, what's true yesterday, ain't going to be true tomorrow. So knowledge is better known as the way resource because it's vibrational and it's the total truth, al-haq, come from the Almighty. He established knowledge. And we already said the source of it. We're already given the source of it. See, knowledge can be distorted. And that's what we receive, distorted knowledge, Brother Rashid. And Dr. Jamal was right on it. Our knowledge that we receive have been distorted. There are four ways to distort knowledge. We don't have time to really go into each one of them. We're going to just mention them. And next week, we'll talk more about each one of them. This is how knowledge can be taught, I mean distorted. And these terms that we're going to share with you are terms in physics. And this is what scintometers have been blessed to do. Scintometers have taken the science of physics and applied them to human anatomy and physiology. This is why there's no mystery diseases anymore. All diseases can be explained. Because when the genes do not release the blueprint to the DNA, a disease will occur. Not if, no ands, no buts. A disease will occur. And the gene will not release the blueprint to the DNA unless the DNA is in perfect condition. If you're eating chaotically, your DNA will not be in perfect condition. It will be flawed. It will be in disrepair. And the gene will not budge. If you eat poison, and that poison enters the nucleus of the cell, it's a great possibility that the arms of the chromosome will be snapped off from the poison. The chromosome have upper arm and lower arm. They're called P-arm and Q-arms. That's what they're called. And the chromosome are perched. I'm sorry, the genes are perched on the arms of the chromosome. Isn't this amazing? And here's another thing, Brother Rashid. This is so amazing. If what we are describing, a person would never be able to see unless they have an electron microscope magnified 1 million times. And then you have to time it where the cell is dividing in order to see what I'm saying. What I'm describing can only be seen when the cell is dividing. And it will reveal the DNA unwinding to receive the blueprint from the gene that's housed in the nucleus of the cell. Mm. You can only see it when the cell is dividing. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
Well, here's the four things that distort knowledge. Refraction, reflection, interference, and diffraction. And you come back next week, we're going to break down each one of those terms. These are terms in physics to help us to describe what they do to knowledge.
You said
to make knowledge
reflection,
useless for us to use.
You said reflection, interference, and what was the fourth
one? Refraction, reflection, interference, and diffraction. Refraction is the first one. R-E-F-R-A-C-T-I-O-N. Number two, reflection. We all got that. R-E-F-L-E-C-T-I-O-N. Number three, interference. I-N-T-E-R-F-E-R-E-N-C-E. Number four, diffraction. D-I-F-F-R-A-C-T-I-O-N. Come back next week. We're going to break down each one of them. This is the four ways that knowledge get distorted.
Wow. And that's physics. You're taking physics to make a determination.
And applying
okay?
to human anatomy and physiology.
All righty.
And it has helped symptometry to figure out how to cure disease, all of them.
Yeah.
Here are the three neurons. Here are the three neurotransmitters that can eliminate or remove our hereditary burden that's holding us back.
Okay.
And these same neurotransmitter will prevent those four things from distorting the knowledge that we receive if we're on the same wavelength with our nuclear histone. It will prevent the distortion of the knowledge. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Yes. It truly is. They'll give us those hereditary
necessary to prevent distortion of knowledge. Acetylcholine, number one. Norepinephrine, number two. Serotonin, number three. Acetylcholine for intelligent. If you want to be intelligent, you have to produce a neurotransmitter for intelligent. I mean, how simple can it be? That if you want to be intelligent, but all human beings don't want to be intelligent, Brother Rashid, for whatever reason. They want to be like an animal, a brute, a beast, a bully. They think that's better.
That's a distortion, that's for sure.
That's the distortion. We have leaders the same way. They are using distorted knowledge to oppress people, human beings all over the world, taking away people's freedom, like they know better. It's amazing.
They say you're stuck on stupid. That's what it means again.
Norepinephrine and serotonin. Acetylcholine, just to say a few words about it, is the chief neurotransmitter in the parasympathetic nervous system, the peripheral nervous system, the autonomic nervous system. It is the chief neurotransmitter. If you don't produce this, you have problems. You have no clarity. You'll never be able to focus and concentrate and consider things, to analyze. The human being is analytical. You're not supposed to believe everything somebody put in front of you without you analyzing it. But if you don't have a set of acetylcholine, you can't analyze anything. Why are you going to argue with a person?
I'm just sitting here thinking, If we were able to produce these particular things and our readings of Quran and our in this month of Ramadan, how we can begin to make those necessary changes in our bodies to produce things and get away from this distortions that you're talking about. So I'm looking forward to next week on the four disorders. What I'm really looking forward to is how we can eliminate the hereditary box and blocks and the hereditary burdens that we've been faced with for all these years, because I know there's some functionality in our brain. It's something in our brain that we have not connected to. And that rhythm that you're talking about, that vibration that you're talking about, is truly we have an opportunity now to use this science, use quantum physics, along with the creation, the book that we've gotten also, which is the best science book in the world, is the Al-Quran. So we can see the transition. We can see how we can begin to make the connection. So I want you to we have to stay on this subject matter, because we're talking about our brain. We're talking about our nervous system. We talk about the 11 systems that make up the matrix of the human body. If you're not interested in that, I truly, truly have. I mean, you know, it's kind of difficult for me, you know, because it's like I'm trying to tell you how to get to heaven, and you get off the phone, or you ignore me, or don't want to listen to me, or I want to do that. In this heaven here, we're talking about this internal heaven right here on earth that we can
right
experience
here, Brother
right now. And to be afraid. And I think the fear and these distortions that you're talking about here has a lot to do with keeping our people's attention. They don't have the attention span to want to sit here and listen to yourself. We talk about the science of you. How do you run away from yourself, my good brother?
You know, I'm not trying to be facetious or anything like that, but this is a job that we have to do. This is what we have to learn. Get into school of St. Thomas so we can know how to talk to people and share with our family members the importance of being able to dissect this mystery we call life. Life is it's a video game. Or shall I say, it's a movie. What's on your page?
Absolutely.
Are you writing out what you want to do? Are the scripts being done by somebody else, or are they being done by you? So the distortion thing that you talk about, maybe realize this ongoing movie that we're paying attention to, which is called life, we can be in control of it. And that's basically
absolutely correct, Brother Rashid. Life is the fullest expression of the gene through the DNA. It is the gene that produces us, combination of them. And 8 billion people, and we're all unique, because no one has the same combination of genes that came together to produce them. And the genes are not our own. They are borrowed from our ancestors. And when we finish them, the next crew will use them. And they'll see who has the ability to pull the information out of the gene to make life better on this planet. Who have that ability? It should be this generation, Brother Rashid. That's why the Almighty sent us here. We were sent here.
You know, brother, all I can say is a loud whack bar.
We were sent here to correct our mistakes and to correct the mistakes of those that came before us. That's why we are sent here. That is the purpose of life, to correct mistakes. Why should we repeat the mistakes of those before us? This shows that our past will determine our present if we don't correct the mistakes of those people that came before. If we don't correct our own mistakes, we would seal our future.
Yeah.
It would have the same fate. We're sent here to correct the mistakes of the past and to correct our own mistakes. And it starts
sounds
with
like,
our health.
Yeah, sounds like it sounds like revelation to me. You know, we constantly be, you know, getting something
that's
to help correct what we happened in the past.
Call. All of the information in the revelation are reference, frame of references. And mankind's problem is not that many. They are the same problem over and over and over. The problem is man never seems to learn from his past. And he's doomed to repeat it.
Well,
we're not learning from
the mistake. Yes, sir. Yeah, I tell you, the beautiful part about what you're saying, because as we read that juice every morning or every evening, what you're saying is exactly what's in those in that revelation.
Exactly.
And then, well,
frame
you
of
know,
references.
You know, I'm telling you, all the examples
we're
going to
keep reading,
you know,
for the next 50 years, Brother Rashid. We're going to keep reading it and not make the connection.
Okay.
It is only because we cannot produce the neurotransmitters.
Yes, sir. That's the science. There's the science, brother. And we have the science book.
If you can't produce the neurotransmitter, you will be picking up the distortion in the knowledge. That's what you'll be using, distorted knowledge.
When you start talking about the service of, you know, serving God, we have an opportunity to participate in what I would want to refer to as a quantum physics change in society.
Yes.
By knowing that we can address some of the issues that we know that are wrong, accessing the resources that on our own minds to take care of those old hereditary burdens that we've been placed with, and we could be a part of this change. And this is an exciting task. I want to be a part of what time I have left. I want
it
to participate
with our
in this,
health,
you know.
Rashid.
Yes, sir.
It
okay.
starts with our health. That's what I've been hollering and screaming to the top of my voice for years now. It only goes to the person who has the ability to optimize their health, because that's what we have to do to produce these neurotransmitters. If we produce the enzyme, because these things are produced by a certain enzyme facilitate the production and speed up the production of the neurotransmitter. They don't just happen. So we're not eating scientifically and living scientifically on this planet. We'll never be able to achieve this. This is what Dr. North, the founder of the American School of Symptometry and Symptometric Science, this is what he discovered. This is why he's able to cure diseases, Brother Rashid. He's on the same wavelength of those great scientists that came before.
Mm-hmm.
What he now knows does not come out of a book. Knowledge do not come from a book. Like these people write.
Yes, sir. You know, I just sit here thinking.
They have filtered the knowledge, Brother Rashid. And what did I say about knowledge? It's unfiltered.
Yes, sir.
They have filtered the knowledge when they write a book and determine what they want people to know.
Mm-hmm.
And they use those four terms I mentioned earlier to distort the knowledge, so you can't use it. You won't benefit from it. We need the knowledge straight from God himself.
Creation-based learning. We there. That's what we're talking about. You know, as you were speaking, the thing that concerns me for those of us who are on the line who are also on the Internet, do you have grandchildren? This rhetorical question I'm asking you. If you have grandchildren and you want their lives to be better than your life, if you want your life to be better than your life, if you want to play a role in the development of making sure these geniuses that you have in your life right now can really get what they need, then you need to be on this show. You need to be asking questions. You need to be studying symptometry. You need to find a way, because this knowledge will not come from anybody else. And he just shared with us today knowledge from within. We keep looking outside of ourselves to try to come up with something, and we walk around with it right now, and all we have to do is do what? Process it properly. Process our food properly. Take in the things that we need to have a good outcome. Take in. No, ingest this information. Digest this information. And we'll come over tools and resources and mindsets that we never thought of before. And as I was talking in class today, I said one thing to everybody in the class. They tell us that we operate 10% of our brain. See, do you think God is that unjust to give us a brain and we can only use 10% of it? Who distorted that? And why would you accept that?
Distorted knowledge.
You know, so I'm saying
that's all we're using, 10%.
It's something there. It's a resource recessed there that once we tap into it, you'll be coming up with information like Dr. Norty and symptometry. Who knows what's left? Who knows what's out here for you to do? Who knows your possibilities? No, we don't know that. And these little babies running around, man, I'm telling you, I got 10 grandchildren, you know, and it's like, come on. You know, we got to share this information with somebody. So I get excited like you, my brother. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You know, we want to make sure you have some closing remarks. And as we close out the show tonight, don't forget, we're here every Tuesday at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Central, and 2 o'clock on Pacific Standard Time. It's important that this new change that's going to take place for the next, we've got two more Tuesdays up, I believe, and we'll go back to our regular broadcasting time in the month of May. But right now we're doing the hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes to take care of some of our brothers and sisters who are going through Ramadan. And some of you on the line may not be a Muslim, but there's something that you need to know about. We can share this information with
Absolutely.
You on how important fasting is for you. You don't have to be a Muslim to fast.
We're going to
make sure that you understand the benefits of those types of things, and we're getting that information just in our conversation that we're having tonight. So I want to thank you for showing up. Give some closing remarks and prepare us for next week, Abdul?
Absolutely. We want to encourage people to come back next week. Please do not miss out. You don't want to miss this for the next several weeks, because everything that we ever dreamed of, Brother Rashid, we're at it.
Okay.
And we see the possibility as what we're able to do for ourselves. And our people before us, they've been telling us, they've been giving us clues. But we have to follow through now. We're that generation, Brother Rashid. We can't leave our problem for other people to solve, for the next generation to solve. We have to solve this. We have to put them on track to be established people. We have had the Quran, some of us, for 50 years. Think about it. We've had it for 50 years. Some of us. Now it's time for us to really apply it. We get our health back, and we'll be on the same wavelength of those people before us. Their genes, we carry their genes. They're inside of us. The memory is sealed in the histone and the nuclear histone of the genes. We get on the same wavelength, we'll get all the answers we need and more. So we're going to encourage people to come back next week, and we'll further continue to talk about the brain and the three nervous systems. And that's what we're talking about, Brother Rashid. All these things we're talking about, the neurotransmitters, are produced in our brain, in the faculty part of our brain, called the hippocampus.
Wow.
There's a lot for us to learn.
Whoever thought there was three parts to the nervous system, you know, most people don't know that. I do have a question before you get off the line. We have 314-833. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. Yes,
Brother Mark Shaheed.
Mark Shaheed from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis in the Show Me State of Missouri. And I want to say assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak, to the radio listening audience
Ramadan
also.
Mubarak.
This is actually, I tell you, this is amazing, phenomenal. You know, when you, Rashid, was speaking about the possibility, and you just mentioned the word possibility in terms of the potential of the human being, if in fact that they're well-informed, as a word, Tyler, this, I use the word phenomenal. This is phenomenal, and this is a phenomenal creation body that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the human being. And an acronym for the word phenomenal. I think you might like this, Instructor Abdul Shaheed. Potential has energy no ordinary mind ever noticed about life. Yes. Potential, this is, spell the word phenomenal in your mind. Potential has energy no ordinary mind ever noticed about life. That goes to what Imam Muhammad was teaching about the cosmic mind. That universal mind. So I just wanted to say that and everything, and I don't know if Rashid's ready for me to talk about the other productions real quickly, but it just came to mind. I've just been holding back and just been tuning in, and I'm really excited about next week as you talk about reflection, interference, and diffraction. All four of those, people know I'm not able to see like that, but I already wrote it in my mind. So that's it's in my mind and my heart. That's the best place for it instead of a piece of paper. I might lose the paper, but I got it in my mind. So this should be an exciting episode come next week on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. Thank you so much. I just wanted to make sure I thank Rashid Salam and you for excellent production once again here on
iHeartRadio.
May Allah continue to bless you and us richly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Okay, just hold on, Mark. We're going to have you use some closing remarks here on upcoming shows starting tomorrow. And before we go, I'm going to take this one more phone call, and I hope we can make it real quick and brief and right to the point. 219-484, Dr. Jamal Rashid, I believe your mic is open.
Yes, sir, I will be very, very brief. I want to just make sure no one get confused when I mention the Meccas as part of the conspiracies. You know, there is a well-known school of thought that if you're not within a certain clique Islamically, then everybody else is not approved.
Okay.
And so you can just see the difference in the government of Saudi Arabia versus the religious institution that is smothered. So,
absolutely.
You know, that's not speaking of the Quran. The Quran is very authentic. And I just wanted to make that perfectly clear when you have to understand that the Muslim world has been part of the brainwashing conspiracy
absolutely.
As well.
We'll
thank you for that opportunity to say that.
No, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you very much.
You know, so as we come into a close here, you know, the science of health, the science of youth,
mm-hmm.
you have to keep this in mind. All of a sudden, we have an opportunity to stay away from Dr. Frankenstein. We have an opportunity to go into the school system and be able to teach them stuff instead of us trying to teach us something. This
absolutely.
Scientific information that affects our thinking process is a phenomenon in itself. It truly is a phenomenon. You mean to tell me, you know, what's the old song, the song by Curtis Mayfield? Check out your mind, check out your mind. It's been with you
mind.
All the time.
Yeah.
He's been with you all the time. And you're looking from outside
time,
of yourself
brother,
trying to figure out how to solve
time.
A problem. And the problem already came within, with you, with everything that you do and participate in. This
absolutely.
Is unique. And so you get excited. Well, you got to go tell somebody. So we're telling you on the line today and all those who are on the internet, on the go tell somebody. Shout it out loud. You know, we have something that nobody else has and can't nobody take it from us because it's ours.
Absolutely.
That's you.
It's ours.
Can't nobody take you. You know, Booker T. Washington said it best. He said, we would never rise in higher as a nation until we get our children and our children and our men to think. You would never rise
absolutely.
Any higher as a nation until you're able to think and function. And here you tell us why we can't think. The distortions
yep.
that took
that's
the place. And, you know, and I go back to this one book of it. Shut up. I know you guys are tired of hearing me talk. It's 1832. Henry Bibby of the Senate of the United States of America said, we have almost eliminated any possibility that knowledge could enter the slave's mind. If we can extinguish this one portion of their thinking process, we will be safe and they will be like beasts of the field. And I'll be damn, excuse my language, y'all. We're acting like beasts of the field. What did they do to us? So we're going to talk about that next week because this distortion thing
yes.
and what you're talking about on the neurotransmitters not being produced will share with us what's wrong with us and how we can begin to change our lives.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you, my good brother. Thank you. I'm going to let you have the closing remarks here. I know you. I think I triggered something. Go ahead because you almost like ready to shout on me.
No, all we need to do is just give our number and encourage people to come to our Optimal Health program on tomorrow. Wednesday, every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on AM 360. But first, for anyone who have a need to contact us, feel free to give us a call or text us. And you can text us or call us at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. If you are encouraged to become a student of symptometry, I'm one of the person you can talk to. And we'll start that process. And you can learn what I know. Matter of fact, you can become better than me. And that's what we're encouraging our young people to do. Now you have something you really can learn. No one can ever take it from you. And you'll be the best person thereof because of that. So you may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. And tomorrow, 12 noon to 1 p.m., Optimal Health on AM 360. And in order to listen in and to participate, you can call one of these two numbers, 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253, 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. And Brother Rashid, it indeed has been our pleasure and our honor to share the information with our listening audience this evening. But we're asking them to come back next week, same time, and we have much more to share. And then we want people to start implementing the things that we're sharing with them. We have to apply the information. We have to apply the information. And that's what we're asking them to do. Learn and apply, and then you'll be able to teach others.
Okay.
And then it will be filled in your genes for the coming generation. It'll be filled in the histone for the coming generation. And no one will be able to take it from them, Brother Rashid.
You know, the word histone is so close to history.
That's where they got it from.
Oh, man.
That is the real history. It's recorded there, and it's unchangeable. You can't tamper with it. We just have to be able to access it. It proves that we've been here before, too, Brother Rashid. It proves that we've been here before. We are sent here to correct our mistakes. If we don't correct them, we'll be coming back.
Well, with all the distortions, we wouldn't know what you just said was the truth or not. You know what I'm saying? It makes sense.
And there's a lot we can say about that.
Yeah, so genetics and genes. We talk about genetics. We talk about genes. It's all in the same word. So with that, we want to thank you, my good brother.
And genius.
Now,
hey, don't leave out genius.
Oh, that's right. The genius is genes, too.
Genius
is
genes.
Yes, sir.
How do you produce a genius? We're going to talk about that next week.
All right. I'm making a notation now. All right.
How to produce a genius.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
Look at this. This 400-year slave sitting here talking about busting atoms, splitting atoms, knowing more than the people who brought us here, talking about the situation in the world as we see it, and we have the answers to it. Do not think that this is a coincidence. We're in an evolution.
No,
this is not a revolution. This is truly an evolution, and I'm so excited to be a part of it. And I hope you all who are on the line know that they have an opportunity to participate in changing the world as we know it properly in the way God wants to. So thank you, my good brother. We look forward to listening to you tomorrow. I'll have a class tomorrow, so I'll be on the line. That's 1 o'clock Eastern time.
You're going to be surprised.
Yes, 1 o'clock Eastern time on AM 360. If you forget the number, you can call the number he gave you, his phone number to reach him, so you can get that number to get in. But it's AM 360. We want to thank you for that. Now, quite frankly, we want to allow our opportunity. Amor Shaheed, we're running tight on time, so I know you're thorough. About one, because you can say it without having to write down notes. I know you got it in your brain, so let that brain go. This is Ramadan. Let's show us what's going on.
Okay. Once again, you two are actually the dynamic duo, no doubt about it. Once again, an excellent production here on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab with Rashid Salam and Instructor Abdul Shaheed. So, alhamdulillah. Please, radio listening audience, stay tuned to IWDM Radio, because tomorrow we're coming right back at you with the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Dr. Patricia Slaw-Ding and yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And that begins at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And then Thursday, the Sister Learning Lab with Karan Shakir and yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And that also begins at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. These productions all are on the Ramadan schedule to accommodate you so that you can break your fast on time and have your iftar with family and friends. We also want to alert you that the Salat to Jummah Friday is at its regular time with Imam Mikhail Sahir, and that begins at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio, and also the longest-running production here on IWDM Radio, Words Make People, each and every Sunday afternoon, once again with Imam Mikhail Sahir. And that begins at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, high noon Central Standard Time, and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. So Please tune in, and we're going to have a special guest, Naima Latif, the executive producer of The Female Solution, joining us on the Parenting, Family Reconstruction, and Learning Lab. So let's get the word out, make it a family affair. So with that being said, Rashid Salam, it's back to you, my brother. Excellent production.
Assalamu alaikum
wa Ramadan Mubarak.
Thank you so much. You know, don't forget, everybody, this is the mission statement of Syntomagy, the focus of the living cells. The field of therapeutics that focuses solely on the well-being of the living cell. The emphasis is placed on cell nourishment, blood sanitation, and regular cell maintenance. With that, I look forward to talking to you next week. We want to thank you for being on the air with us today, and we ask that you come back next week and bring a friend. I leave you in the way we came to you earlier. As-salamu alaykum, which is peace be unto you, the peace that only God provides. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.
Alaykum as-salam. Thank you.